going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Man, bringing ladies to tears on the pre and post game show is the one, the only, the almighty Josh Vernier. Vern, how are you on this Monday morning with a day off today?
I actually think Bink was filling in that day. I think she was talking to Binkley. I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Dude, I can't complain. Great. 6-7, right? You won 6 in a row. You go 5-1 on a homestand. You took care of Colorado like you were supposed to. You took 2 out of 3 from the Houston Astros like you should have. And you know, Lugo, man, lot to talk about, right? I mean, I think they erased a 6-game losing streak with a 6-game winning streak, which I know there are two sides of this. People feel either really good about that, or it's kind of deflating because you had to win 6 in a row to, you know, defeat 6 in a row.
And look, you know, there's also some out there, and I'm sure they're listening right now, that kind of dismiss the 6-game winning streak because of the opponent in the Colorado Rockies. Yeah. And well, Vern, they can't beat Detroit, and they can't beat the Yankees, and they can't do this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's April, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, the 28th. Yeah,
the problem healthy. Is, Vern, though, everybody looks at a baseball game like it's the equivalent of an NFL game, my friend.
But even on that, I mean, you guys know better than me, there will be Chiefs fans panicking in week 3 for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though Patrick Mahomes is still your quarterback, Andy Reid is still your head coach, and you know Chris Jones is still on that defensive line. Now, I'm not saying that the Royals are the Chiefs, not at all. But
Royals April. Is a Chief.
You're healthy, correct. Do we know, does he play baseball? Will he throw out a first pitch? Have they already
basketball.
Put that jersey together?
Mitch came on and talked to us about basketball. He was a point guard and played a little basketball. And so I don't know if he's a baseball guy, but if he's not wearing 85, he's clearly missing the boat.
Agreed. Royals now 14-15. Yeah, I wish they were in first place, but they have 5 months to try and track down Detroit. You have 6 games against the Tigers at the end of August. Those games are going to be big, whether the Royals were in first place right now or where they're at, a game below 500. But they're healthy. It's April. And, you know, in April, to me, the most important thing, and I understand a lot of the names and the faces are the same, but it is a new team. Denny teaches us this every year. You know, for as much as we want this sophomore album to be a carbon copy of that smash success from last summer, it's going to be different. And in this first month of the season, look at all of the lessons that have been learned inside that clubhouse. Look at how the team has come together, right? They've learned that we can ride our rotation. They are once again a bunch of studs in that starting rotation. They've learned that Jonathan India, despite a brutal start, both offensively and defensively. He's still an energy giver. He's still a tough SOB. He's still a good teammate that you want in the trenches with you. They've learned that Carlos Estevez has their back, like we saw last Sunday in Detroit, and Carlos Estevez has learned that the team has his back, like we saw Tuesday against Colorado. They've learned that Michael Massey and Vinny Pasquantino, when they're going through a rough slump, with high expectations, that they're not going to point fingers. They're going to keep sticking their chest out, hold their heads up high. I think the team-building aspects of this month of April should offset any disappointment that's out there with the 14-15 record.
Yeah, I mean, the 14-15 record is what it is, but you've got to just start winning series, right? And that's what it's all about. And you did that. You beat Colorado. You took care of business, kept the losing team losing. They are absolutely, I mean, I don't know, man. People want to talk about the White Sox being bad. Colorado, they just give it up on life out there.
And here's the thing, Bob. With Colorado, they're the only team in baseball averaging fewer runs per game than the Royals.
Right.
And they're 19 games below 500. The only team in baseball with a worse OPS than the Royals are the White Sox, and they're 14 games above, or excuse me, below 500. So the fact that the Royals rotation, defense, bullpen have been good enough to offset one of the worst offenses in the sport and keep you in the mix, I'm not saying let's throw a party, but let's acknowledge, especially if you've been around for a while with this team, man, we still have 5 months of baseball to look forward to, and you're still right in the thick of it.
And this is not a final roster either, Vern. I mean, that's what everybody seems to think. Like, oh, this is it for... No, they'll go out and make a move. Like, who are they going to go out and acquire?
Plenty.
I don't know who they're going to go out and acquire. I don't know what moves they're going to make, who they're going to give up to kind of make those moves. But that's where we are now. April, for all intents and purposes, is over. We're through 30 games. We're through that first month. You kind of have an idea who you are. The next 40 games or so, you evaluate kind of what you need and where you can go get it. And so that's what we're looking at. Who you start looking at rosters like the Rockies or the Braves or some of these other teams that aren't doing so good and see who you can poach off of those rosters. The problem is, who can you give up, though? You know, it's not like they have a deep pool, and that is a little concerning for me.
Well, take on some money then, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, there's no indication over the past 2 years that J.J. Piccolo and John Sherman are going to sit on their hands.
Right.
You know, Seth Lugo can leave after this season. There's no promises that the rotation's ever going to be this good again. I didn't think they would be able to match what they've done or what they did last season, but, you know, so far, most innings pitched in Major League Baseball, second most punch outs in Major League Baseball, and a top five ERA of 3.34. Actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And the actions of this organization over the past few seasons is, for as much as we thought they were going to copy Tampa and Cleveland, they're not pinching pennies the same way that Tampa and Cleveland have done in the past. Furthermore, to your point about the roster, we didn't even get to the end of April and JJ already said goodbye to MJ Melendez.
Right.
We didn't even get to the beginning of May and Dusty, your boy, Cags, has already made two starts in right field. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can say, it's early and, we're being patient. But they're being very anti-Royals patient. The patience that we've seen over the past decade and a half, actions speak louder than words. And the actions are... Cags is being viewed as someone that could help this season. We're not going to allow Chris Stratton, hopefully, and Hunter Renfroe to continue to drag this team down. I'll be surprised if and when Hunter Harvey returns if Chris Stratton hangs on to his spot on the roster. And you're seeing him right now giving Hunter Renfroe his last opportunities here, because if he doesn't pick it up, Mark Canna's not only going to take those at-bats, but someone's going to come along and take that roster spot of Hunter Renfroe. And then, Bob, like you're saying, man, throw in the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And that team that faces Detroit at the end of August, those six meetings at the end of August, that team could look a lot stronger. It should look a lot stronger, because there's no way that Michael Massey's the second worst everyday player in the American League, or that Bobby or Jonathan India are one of the 15 worst everyday players in the American League. That's going to turn around. There will be some reinforcements. I'm not saying that this team is a lock to go to the postseason, But the summer will be entertaining.
You know, and you mentioned Mark Canha. What a great pickup that was on like the Saturday before spring training ended. The time when we were out there, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Mark Canha, where, like, when did we get him? And they're like, oh, this today. I'm like, all right, cool. And now he's hitting like 360 and he's playing positions for you and may lead to Hunter Renfroe no longer being part of this team.
Yeah, he's, listen, it's wild to say, but if you ask the question of game on the line, you need one at-bat, well, I'm calling on Bobby first, of course. Salvi's track record forces me to say his name second, but right now Mark Canha's probably third of a guy that I want standing in the batter's box with a man on third and two outs. Just a very professional at-bat. No, he doesn't have the talent of a Salvi or a Bobby, but he does have just as much experience as a Salvador Perez, and he does have a very calm and professional approach at the dish. He's been outstanding and another great addition by this front office.
What would you say happens first, Vern? Would you say that Caglione gets promoted to AAA or Hunter Renfroe gets DFA'd?
AAA. I would say Cags gets the bump up to AAA. I would hope sometime soon. Mm-hmm. Now, the numbers that he's putting up at AA are very good. They're not great. You know, they're not, he's embarrassing the pitching and he's knocking the door down a lot. Like, you look at the other members of last year's draft class that have made it to the big leagues. The kid that was called up last week out of the Athletics. I don't even think they have a city, but the Athletics. You know, this is a guy that dominated AA last year. Dominated AAA to the tune of an OPS north of 1,100 and forced the Athletics' hand to call him up to the big leagues. You know, Cags' OPS right now is top 25 in the Texas League, but you know, I think we were all kind of hoping and still maintain hope that OPS will get up towards 1,000. He'll be one of the powers of that Texas League, and then I think you give him that bump up to Omaha. And being in AA right now, as he learns a position he hasn't played since high school, it's somewhat less pressure for the 22-year-old. So certainly by this time next month, I would expect him in Omaha. That's for sure.
Do you think that Vinny will be able to find what he's missing? I mean, it's been a month now. It's kind of concerning to me. What do you think? How do you feel about Vinny right now?
Of the checklist of concerns, that to me is the most prominent one that remains. You know, the bullpen in the absence of Hunter Harvey, I think there's been, led by Steven Cruz, quite a few options that have impressed. You know, Salvi had his big breakout on Thursday. Jonathan India, I guess I would put him in there because this offense is not going to climb out of the basement of baseball without Vinny and Jonathan India turning it around. Cags isn't coming to the big leagues, in my opinion, if Vinny and India don't turn it around. The thing that's most puzzling right now is the strikeout total. You know, Vinny as a rookie struck out 11% of the time, 12% in his second year, 13% in his third year, and he's around 20% this season. You know, a guy that I called the undeniable one because, man, he's undeniable behind a microphone and you're not punching him out. Well, this season, he's punched out quite a bit. Do I think it's mechanical? Well, I'm not necessarily smart enough to truly break down the swing of a guy that is a consistent 800 OPS guy, a consistent 270 hitter. What I found encouraging on this homestand goes back to the series against Houston, the opener, when he takes, or game two, when he takes Framber Valdez deep. The day before that, he got jammed, fought it off to center field, and I've heard plenty of great hitters say, when I'm going through a slump, I want to get jammed. It helps me feel my hands and find my barrel. His next at-bat, he hit a hard line drive right to the second baseman. Next day at the ballpark, he takes the two-time All-Star lefty Framber Valdez 412 feet over the right field wall. So there were some positive signs in that Houston series. Hopefully that goes into St. Pete. Bob, as you know, that ballpark down there, much like the ballpark in Sacramento, have been a launching pad so far this season. So if the offense is going to get going, if Vinny's going to get clicking, let's hope it begins on this road trip. Let's hope it begins in St. Pete. But, you know, for as much as the home runs and the extra base hits are needed, the punch outs need to be eliminated. Bobby's doing a great job. It doesn't matter who's hitting behind him right now. But Vinny's so key to this team and any success that they're going to have. The punch-outs need to dwindle, and the extra base hits need to pick up, and hopefully that comes soon. Because right now, to me, that's the last step for this team. Once Vinny and Jonathan India get going, well, now we're finally getting our first look at the 2025 Royals as they were expected to be comprised, you know, led by the big names at the top of the lineup, led by the great rotation, some big arms at the back end, solid defense, decent base running. But right now, everyone's picking up that offense. You would like to see that type of support reciprocated beginning on this six-game road trip.
Do you think he's still banged up, or is it something else with Vinny?
Well, if he's banged up, they should give him a few days, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, the injury from last year didn't heal. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not fully 100% back from that yet. I don't know. I'm just looking for something here, Vern.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. Yeah, anything's possible. And you know big leaguers, man, they're never going to bring up an injury, so he's not going to voice it. But in conversations with him and the coaching staff, they say he remains in great spirits, still bringing the same energy every single day to the ballpark. You see him out there still playing a pretty solid first base. He's bringing great energy to the dugout. You know, what I'm seeing with Michael Massey and Vinny Pasquantino, it does seem as if the physical and the mental are kind of having a battle right now. But again, 80% of the season ahead of him, and the track record of Vinny says he'll get out of it. The track record of Michael Massey says we need him to get out of it, right? Cags isn't here yet. And the team doesn't necessarily have that thump in the five spot. For as good as Drew Waters and Michael Garcia have been, they're more table setters than table clearers. Michael Massey needs to get going and be one of those table clearers.
Vern, I know it's 19 games, but at what point do you start to kind of get interested in a hitting streak?
Well, I already think it's pretty cool because Bobby's the guy in Major League Baseball. If anyone's going to threaten Whit Merrifield's 31-game hit streak or Paul Molitor's American League hit record or what Pete Rose did back in the day or, well, I guess Paul Molitor's isn't the American League record. Joe DiMaggio's is, of course, the American League record. Yeah, Bobby's the guy to do it. Bobby's not going to go through extended funks because he's too fast. He can hit a ground ball to the shortstop and it goes down as a knock. Man, it's always exciting watching Bobby play, whether he has a hitting streak or not. But yeah, it's another reason to tune in to see what the best baseball player on the planet's going to do for the for his latest show. How long can he carry this? You know, the reason why I don't think DiMaggio's record will ever be broken is because of relievers, right? You're not facing the same pitcher four times like DiMaggio was back in the day. You're also traveling west of the Mississippi, unlike Joe DiMaggio. But if anybody's going to make a legitimate run at it, Bobby is that player. He has all the tools. He has everything that it takes, including just an endlessly positive attitude and showing up to the ballpark expecting good things to happen. So I'm excited right now, man.
No doubt about it, Vern. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the off day. By the way, Beakley's doing another draft show, so if you want to tune in to that, Vern, man, let me tell you something.
Is he still pissed off about the kid from Ohio State?
I think
he's still mad about that.
And that was great radio. I was listening to their show live.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Thursday, and right away he hated it, and I turned it up. I go, he's not getting off this for a week.
Even you can hear it. Like, it's just crazy.
I appreciate it.
Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
So great, Vern.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's good.
As always, that's
classic.
Bigley could do, too, right?
Right.
I hate this pick. Everybody's excited.
And people go with it. If anyone else said that immediately, they'd be like, get off my radio. But Bigley says it, and people are like, yeah, I hate it, too, Bigley.
Yeah. Maybe I should hate this pick. Jay doesn't like it.
Damn, arms are too small.
You know some guys muttering that around the office, too. Well, arms are too small.
Oh, yeah. They parrot anything Binkley tells them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vern. We'll hear you tomorrow night on the On Deck Show as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays.
And then, all right, boys. Appreciate
we'll talk
it.
Talk to you next week. You bet. Josh Vernon, your Royals insider right there here on Fesco and Dusty.
He ain't wrong about that, man. Like, Vinny needs to get it going. In this minor league ballpark, it's time for Vinny Pasquantino to pick it up because, I mean, I don't want to sound like baseball nerd here, but like long looping swings that uppercut, and like it just doesn't look right. You know what I'm saying? Like you just watch him swing and you're like, something ain't right.
I can hear my dad in the back of my head right now. You've been playing wiffle ball in the backyard, haven't you? Why? Your swing's off. Oh.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, he did hit a home run. He did hit one.
He did.
But it's yeah, like, what was it, Sunday's game? They had two on, Bobby Witt, or they had, yeah, one on or two on with one out. Bobby Witt comes up, strikes out. Vinny comes up, strikes out. Inning over. I'm like, yep. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one right now. I'm not as concerned with Jonathan India. I guess I'm just like, I like him too much to be kind of like Vern talked about his bad defense and whatnot. And yesterday, obviously, he didn't look great out there. But
he
I'm like,
lost in the field.
I'm like, I like him. I think he's going to be fine. He's a veteran type of player. But the Vinny one for me is concerning because if he doesn't hit, then what are we going to do? You know,
because that's all really Vinny offers you.
Right.
Is hitting.
Right.
Like at the four spot.
Right.
Like behind your superstar.
Right.
And it's like, hey, man, like you're padded between Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Like, kind of need you to do something here.
Right.
Like, you know, like maybe one of the best catchers to ever hit and maybe the best baseball players, Vern says, on the planet. You ought to be seeing some fastballs and you're not doing it. And yeah, him and Massey, it's huge holes in this offense because he's got to be that provider. I'm not saying he's going to have 110 RBIs every year, but 90. I mean, knock some people in.
I'm going to ask this question. Maybe it's rhetorical, maybe it's not, but I want Mac, you to weigh in as well. I don't understand how you go from having a year like Vinny did last year to what's going on right now.
Called video. People watched Vinny because the Royals were a good team and they got a lot on tape of Vinny Pasquino. Before that, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
He hasn't played a full season. Last year, he had his best season because he played the most he's ever played. And people said, okay, here's what he hits. Here's what he can't
hit.
But
he did a great job all of last year. Like, teams make these adjustments as the season's going. Players make the adjustments as the season's going. And he was always doing a great job of, obviously, adjusting to the league. We saw how good he was.
And we will see that with, you know, Daniels in Washington. Right? Like,
yeah, right. This will be a big year for him. How does he adjust to the league? Which everybody said Mahomes' second year, you know? Yeah.
Look at what was his name? CJ Stroud, sophomore year. Was not
as good.
And
not
now he
good.
Had a top five rookie year in the NFL, his rookie year of all time. But again, like, video got out, people realized tendencies, and they attack them. And it's up to you to power through those and like figure out how to adjust to that.
I think
he hasn't done that yet.
I mean, and it's not just Vinny. The entire lineup, other than Bobby, has been struggling. I think they're getting fed way too much information, again, by these hitting coaches and these nerds and these stats and all this kind of stuff that I do think a lot of these guys are going up there going, what? Like, and that's why jokingly see ball, hit ball type stuff or keep it simple and all that kind of stuff. You do. I think there's so much information with these guys right now that they just don't know what
to do.
So
you put a lot of blame on Zumi.
I put a lot of blame on the baseball idea of information being something that we need to give these guys because there's too much of it. You've got to be able to dumb it down, if you will. Give them just a little bit of stuff that's going to make them successful. Not like, remember that binder that Mitch brought in? This is how I picture it, right? Every hitter has that huge binder that Mitch has. They don't need that binder. They need the one sheet. Give me a one sheet. And I feel like they've got this binder of information. Their heads are all swimming because it's not just Vinny. It's everybody in this lineup that's not hitting right now. So is it because of they're just not good? I don't buy that. Is it because they have too much information? I tend to lean to that side. So get rid of those big binders. Just give everybody a one sheet, man, and say, go do your thing.
What were those books called? Like Hitting Baseballs for Dummies? Is that what they need?
Oh,
like,
they're
the Dummies books.
The Dummies books. I bought all of those when I first started this business to read about basketball, hockey, baseball.
That's a good idea.
Football. They're great books. They really are. I mean,
here's the basics. Here's everything you need to know. Boom.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good information. You can always learn. You know, I know everything. No, you really don't. You start to read these books, you're like, oh, okay, this is why this goes here and whatnot. So, no, I would suggest reading those books, you know, for everyone. But for these baseball players, a one sheet is all you need, man. You don't need this binder. These people in front offices are justifying jobs by doing all this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.